Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos. I'm learning Klal Chavdalah, the Halachos of Tzaveya, and we're holding by Siman Vav. To give an introduction to Siman Vav, the topic which is at hand over here is what is known as Tzviya Derech Lichluch. We spoke about some idea of Shechita, which is a situation of Lichluch. But Tzviya is even more fascinating because it's mekalkel. Derech lichluch, turning something into mekalkel. So that's for sure. It's not a deraisa. It's a derabanan, according to the opinions. It's miskayim, not miskayim. It's irrelevant. It's not. It's mekalkel. It's not deraisa. The argument might be that you cannot use the word tzviya, which is the idea of coloring something for a purposeful act, and derech lichluch in the same sentence. Arguably, that's by definition not tzviya. And therefore, it's not even also mirabanan. And this is the opinion of some of the Rishonim, which the Ramah and Dr. Marsha quotes. There's the opinion of the Sefer Agur that this is not considered tzvei at all. However, there are other Rishonim who say that it is also mirabanan, and therefore, what we try and do, because this machlokas has not been resolved, is to avoid the situation. In a case of necessity, we'll be samech to mechukas in a darbanan, and we can be samech to be megal, but preferably one should avoid the situation. So the Chayyam is going to give two examples of tzviya derech lichluch. One is with food. A person is eating foods which tend to die, but it touched to color things which are touches. Another one is blood. A person is bleeding. And blood also tends to color the things which they touch. So in both these situations, one's trying to avoid that lechatchila. And malkum etzarech, they can be mekel. There are some other details on that which we will explain after we learn the simon. Well, let's learn the simon. Yesh yisoyer, kashecho peres hatsvuyim, kagon karshin. A person eating the types of fruits which color things, which will put coloration into the item, for example, like cherries. So while a person's eating cherries, so his hands are full of the color from the cherry. So he shouldn't touch a baguette and cause it to be colored. You notice that the Chayim does not seem to be concerned about the coloration of one's hands. The issue is only specifically in regards to the baguette. There's something which there's no derech to do ma'aseh tzviya to. Excuse me. Someone which is not derech to do ma'aseh tzviya. So everybody agrees that the lach of tzviya doesn't apply in that situation. So tzviya derech lichluch, and something which is not, it's not the derech to be tzviya, does not have a concern of tzviya derech tzviya. So one's hands are not a problem. Napkins, paper towels, all of these things, the fact that they're going to be colored, we're not going to this isser. But a baguette, the baguette are dyed on a regular basis. That's how they make different colors in clothing, etc. So over there, the concept of tzviya is relevant to, so one should avoid touching the baguette to avoid that problem. And if the cloth is red, and you have the red color of the cherries, so it actually is arguably not even such a derech lichluch, because it brings out it strengthens the color which is there. So that's much more of a concern. So a person is, in the case where Shas HaTchak, every person is going to rely on the opinion that there's no tzviya derech lichluch, but they should avoid a garment of the same color as the coloring agent. Person that got a nosebleed or cut his finger, and he's bleeding, he shouldn't use a piece of cloth to clean it up, because he's causing it to get colored. and that again, kolshkein, a baga which is red, because it's deepening the color red which is there. But the case of necessity, so one can be makel. Now, what about a shmata? A shmata is something which a person is not interested in coloring at all because he's going to throw it out. On the other hand, it came from a piece of cloth where the derech is to be tzveyed, so a shmata should be avoided. Paper towels will be much better in that situation. So a shmata doesn't have that heter. However, something which is never going to be dyed, for example, a person has a mop head. People never dye the mop head; they just leave it as is. As opposed to a cloth, which is part shmata, which is part of a bag, and the derech is to do tzviya, would not have this concern, and we'd go in the same have the same rule as paper, etc., which is not something it's not the derech to be tzviya. And one can use it to a derech lichluch b'shas hatchak. Even that one should avoid the chatchilo. We need to discuss a few examples. What are some other aces? How to deal with when somebody is bleeding, or a liquid has spilled, which is colored. And so, what should one do, Bez Hashem, in the next year? Meanwhile, have a good day.